And welcome back to the Greg Herrenda Show. And we are talking soccer, NCAA soccer. And I didn't have to go far, Kenny, to find Mr. Gottfried Boffi, otherwise known as Boffi, in the Rothman Center. Boff, welcome to the Greg Herrenda Show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. I'll tell you one thing. It's funny because my relationship with Seth and you has evolved now. This is my seventh year. And I've learned a lot about, and you know, when I go by, you know, your little cubicle and you and Jeff are hanging, I'm always trying to get some knowledge. Yep. And Boff, like, Kenny gets it to the crux of the matter, like, how we doing? And he knows if we're gonna. You knew we were gonna beat LIU.
Oh yeah.
How'd you know?
Yeah.
How'd you know that? And again, for our listeners, the FDU men's soccer team won the Northeast Conference Championship by beating LIU again in penalty kicks, which is incredible. Which our whole basketball team love penalty kicks because someone's gonna score and someone's not.
Yeah, it's
so
exciting.
It's really exciting, but. You had a good feel about this team going down the stretch, Boff. Tell me why and how, and give me some knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, the momentum they had going right into that semis and the final was great because a lot of things had to go our way. And the guys are very smart, hardworking, talented, and they took full advantage of the opportunities presented to them. So the most important thing is to get to that NEC final.
Right.
Once you're there, anything can happen.
Yes.
So now they took care of business. The hard part is done, and now we're excited for
now the
dance.
Now it's like it's house money.
Yep.
And we're taping our show on Thursday afternoon, and tonight is the big night, 6 p.m. It's the first round of the NCAA soccer tournament. We're playing up in Durham, New Hampshire against the Wildcats. Give me the MO on the Wildcats are very I've done a little research. Defensive oriented.
Yep.
Don't score a ton of goals, but they're really hard to score against. So I still feel we got the MO. All the pressure's on the Wildcats in New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
Give me your – this will be played on Sunday. This is – so we're putting your neck on the line here, and I know where your allegiances are. Tell me how the game is going to go. And give me your prediction on the game.
The game is going to be very exciting.
Yes.
Everybody's going to be, adrenaline is going to be pumping for sure. The best part is once you're in the tournament, it's all fun, not a lot of pressure at all.
Yes.
The first few 15, 20 minutes is going to be filling out each other a little bit. But once the nerves settle down, this is second nature to these guys.
I think, you know, we can speak from a basketball term. When you get in the tournament and you win that first game, it gets the monkey off your back.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
Then you get to the semifinals, and now you know you're playing well, and you win that. And then you get to the championship game, and it's house money. Then you get in the NCAA tournament, and now from experience, you know, we won our first ever, you know, game in the NCAA tournament. Coach Rowland has done that before.
Yep.
Give me the Seth Rowland. We've had him on the show before.
Okay.
And we took up more than one show, Kenny. This guy can talk and talk relentlessly. But give me a snapshot of what he's telling his guys today. Give me an insight into the locker room and into Coach Rowland's mind and his tactics.
No, this is great. This brings me back to our 2012 run.
Yes.
To the Sweet 16 after we unfortunately lost to North Carolina in double overtime. But basically, once we're in the tournament, he's a great coach, as you can see based on the track record and the individuals that he brings to the FDU family.
Yes.
And once you're in the tournament, he's very, you know, easygoing, not too much in terms of pressure. He knows what his guys are capable of. He fully trusts them, and they have full confidence in each other, him, the players. So,
yes.
It's very relaxing, and it's nice.
He told us about the 2012 season in verbatim and how you guys went down and beat North Carolina.
Beat St. John's at St. John's.
Beat St. John's.
And then beat St. Louis at St. Louis. Then lost to North Carolina.
And then lost to Carolina. Mm-hmm. And he talked about that whole year and that game. Take yourself now out of the professional world of sports that you're in now and put yourself back into collegiate. Go back in the boots and tell me how that day was. Do you think about it often? And what a great year and what a great run that was in 2012.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a Division I athlete, there's nothing, you know, more exciting than working hard throughout the years, throughout the days, day in, day out, you know, sacrifices that are made on everybody's end.
Yes.
And when you finally get to that level, is a dream come true. It's so surreal. You know, even me talking about it now, I know exactly what the guys are going through.
I can see it. Kenny, I can see it on his face.
Yeah, like the butterflies all over.
Yeah, it's true.
No,
it's exciting.
Exactly.
And this is something that not everybody gets to experience, so it's very rare.
Yes.
And it's a special bond. I mean, the guys I played with, we have group chats and we communicate, stay in touch. They're all over the world. It's a very diverse campus, very diverse program.
Sure.
But it's just a beautiful experience to be able to have the opportunity to partake in.
What are the guys going through right now, do you think? Like when you wake up and you're having your breakfast and everyone's, is everybody cool and talking?
Everybody's cool and talking. And
so
right
there's
now,
no tightness, really?
No, there's no tightness, nervousness. Honestly, they feel like celebrities because they should.
They should.
And they've earned that right.
How many teams are in the NCAA tournament? Are there only 48 teams in the NCAA Division One soccer tournament?
Don't quote me. It could be accurate, but I'm not 100% sure.
I think, Kenny, maybe we can look that up with our crack staff of one in Kenny O'Boyle.
Well, there's two full brackets.
Right.
So I'd have to count all these. If you give me a second, I'll figure
this out. You count them while I talk to Boffy. But it's just when you get to that level, man, it's – And you know what? It's a little bit, and I know a little bit now more about soccer because my son is a Spurs fan.
Oh, wow. That is a good team.
That's a good team, but they just fired their coach.
I know.
Got a new coach. So my son gets up early in the morning, and he's an American kid, and watches soccer all over the world. And he goes out and plays. He likes soccer. He plays basketball, but it's a whole different dynamic, and it's just when you get to the tournament, it's special. But like soccer and like ice hockey, our goalie is the dude.
The kid is class. He is phenomenal. I mean, he's just class, and he's been playing with a bit of a chip on his shoulder, and as he should, because he deserves to be ranked among the tops in the conference and nationally. And
Jamali.
Jamali.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
And we were watching it in my office. Excuse me. And I saw the kid's eyes, the shot. And this was in the championship, the semis, when they beat St. Francis. At St. Francis, you could just see the electricity in his eyes, his hands, his length. And I told my staff, this guy, he's stopping things.
Dominant.
And I think he stopped potentially the first two
in this,
goals,
total three.
He stopped through, which is unheard of. Is that true or false?
That's three. That's not very common. That's just complete control.
64 teams in the NCAA tournament.
But in the first round, I think there's only 48. I don't know. There's something different about the NCAA tournament.
Well,
you
have some buys.
There's buys.
Eight teams in each bracket have a first-round buy.
Okay.
So right now in this first round, you have, 32 teams, two sets of 16 teams apiece.
So that's elite. That's the elite of the elite.
Yep.
In
nationally,
NCAA. Yep. No, but the Jamali just... I think he set the tone for this tournament. Is that a fair assessment from a basketball coach?
Yeah, I agree.
And now you put a freshman scores the goal to tie the game.
Yeah.
Jared Dillon, how good?
Impressive. Very impressive. Very exciting.
A freshman steps up.
Yeah.
And scores a goal that puts you in a position to go to PKs.
Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing about our soccer program here is that everybody gets an opportunity to play their role and shine and have their moment. And when he got his opportunity, he took advantage of that. And I'm happy to see the program doing well the way it is.
Boffy, not only are we here to talk about Fairleigh Dickinson University men's soccer and women's soccer, both teams were in the championship game. Our women could easily have won their championship game, and Coach TP's an awesome coach and an awesome guy. But the Greg Herenda Show is about how my guests get here.
Right.
How did you get, when you were born in Ghana, in West Africa, and you go to high school in Hackensack. See, I always thought you were from Ghana, and then you came here.
Long way from
How did
home.
You get to Hackensack, man? What was that trip like? How did it happen? Do you remember it? I know you
absolutely.
Were very young, but
give me the. I have a very interesting.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear. Story. Let me
so
hear about that.
This is the beginning. So,
okay,
when I was born, my mom came here when I was 8 months old.
Okay,
so I lived with family members.
Oh, so she
relatives.
Left. She left. You were 8 months old, and she came here.
Mm-hmm. That's the time she had the opportunity. Yeah,
and left
she was
you.
Devastated. She was crying all the time.
Oh
and,
my
you know,
God! And left you with who?
With her sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your aunt. Yeah. Yeah.
So we all have like a family house and we all live together and
gotcha.
We're groomed that way.
Gotcha.
And the opportunity came and I was able to join her when I was 9 years old, played in Hackensack Royals right here by Sears.
Yes.
And then I went to play with CSF Academy.
So for 9 years you were without your mother.
Absolutely.
Wow. So yeah, your aunt is really kind of like your
Mm-hmm.
Second mom.
Yeah. Believe
now,
it or not.
Is she
not
back
even,
there or where are they?
She's here. She's here now. Yeah,
great.
She came a couple of years ago. And initially, I didn't even know. I called her mom.
She's your mom.
She's all I
knew. Yeah, you're 8 months old. What are you going to do? Yeah,
until around 6, 7 years old when my mom came home. And I knew. Somehow
was
I
it confusing?
Right initially, a tiny bit. But I somehow knew.
Oh,
I don't
you
know.
No, you knew. It's like what was the show or the movie about the penguins? What was the name of the. Remember?
March of the Penguins?
The March of the Penguins.
Yeah.
And these penguins would find each other, and they all looked identical.
The same, yeah.
But you knew who your mom
you knew
was.
Who it is, yeah. So, So went to Hackensack High School. I was very fortunate and blessed.
Wait a minute. I did some research.
Okay.
Kenny, I'm still not sure this could be possibly true, but I don't know soccer. I never played one game of soccer. Even maybe in gym at some point, you learn every sport. And maybe I did that. You averaged 3 goals a game in soccer in your senior year?
Yep.
That's like, what is that like averaging in basketball points, would you say?
Oh, man, I don't know.
45,
but that's
50,
really high
50,
up
50?
There.
It's got to be 50.
Yeah, it's high up there. I mean, it's impressive.
You're a comet.
Yep, I was a comet. And
Literally a comet.
I broke my leg prior to my senior year, actually.
And would you average 2 goals a game when you broke
around
your leg?
I came back with a vengeance. I had unfinished business. You know, it was my last hurrah.
Yes.
And, I took the time to heal properly, and I came back and just got to work. And God willing, showed what I was capable of. And
now, if you're averaging 3 goals a game and you go to high school in Hackensack, obviously, Seth knows about you and Fairleigh Dickinson, but
were a couple other programs that were very, very much interested in me being part of their family there. But there's just something very special about the FDU family and the community here. And Seth Rowland, such a great guy.
Yes.
And it felt right. I felt right at home. I felt very comfortable.
Yeah.
And
so it was like a godsend. There. You came from Ghana to Hackensack,
mm-hmm.
and then from Hackensack High School to FDU,
mm-hmm.
and now your title. I don't want to just call you like our equipment manager, but what is your official title? Let the public know.
Yeah, my official title at FDU Athletics is Facilities and Equipment Specialist.
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. The specialist part just gives you a different dynamic.
Right.
You don't manage. You're a specialist.
Yeah.
And what, so people know, because you work tireless hours, you and Jeff there are just, Jeffrey Miles,
mm-hmm.
just put in so much time. Tell our listeners what exactly, other than take care of every sport and do everything known to man, what else, like what's your primary function if you had to label that?
Right, so priority-wise, I'm mainly in charge of gear orders, making sure our teams are properly equipped.
Yes.
Inventory, equipment.
Right.
So basically all the orders in athletics is run through me.
Which is huge.
Yep.
And now we have a new Under Armour deal, so you're learning everything from...
It's been a great learning experience because
generally
most teams and most places switch a little bit earlier.
Right.
We switched right on the cusp of the fall.
Midstream.
So it's been very hectic. It's been very busy, but it's all blessings because when I played on the other side of the fence, it was different. I'm like, well, why is it this way? Why is it? But now I'm on the other side of the fence and I can do something about it.
Sure.
And hopefully for all for the better, so... It's been great.
Who is your supervisor, Boff? Is it Kathy with facilities and yep. Brad? Who do you work with?
Yeah, Kathy. I report directly to Kathy Leggett.
Kathy Leggett, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Who I'm still trying to get on the show, and that she's next.
Yeah, you have to. Get her.
No, we talked about it. We were gonna have her on last week, but she's impossible to tie down.
She wears 10, 20 different hats.
So. She's got a bonnet. We call her. She doesn't wear hats. She wears women wear bonnets. Don't they, Kenny?
I guess
like an Easter bonnet, right?
Yeah.
But she does so much, but we're going to eventually get her. But the teamwork, I think, is the special thing about Fairleigh Dickinson University, because it's in totality, it's a small school, it's a small university, and if people don't work together, then it can't work. And, and people like you and Jeff and Greg Childress just left and went to Fairfield. And
great guy.
A tremendous guy, and he was here for a short period of time and left. What about your aspirations now? Like, obviously, you were on the academic honor roll here at the NEC, so you were a quality student athlete, a great player, a championship, an NCAA winner. Give me, like, you know, your upside to me seems like it's very up. And
Thank you.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, but every once in a while I need to put my guests on the spot. Like, do you want to be an AD? Do you want to be a professional soccer coach?
Right.
What are some of your goals, you know, long term?
Long term, ultimately, in terms of career / work based in athletics. I love sports, as you can see.
Oh God,
we love sports. We love working with people.
Boffy, tell our listeners. Tell Kenny, what do you call me when you see me? What do you call me?
I call him G Banger.
Yeah, G Banger. What's the other one? Starts with I love.
Which one?
Champ.
Oh yeah, what's up, Champ?
I love that.
Champ.
We won a championship, and then
it just stuck.
I love the champ. The G Banger is good, but
champ
I like nicknames. People usually just. It's always Greg or G or Coach
Horrenda,
boring,
Coach Horrenda.
G Banger or Champ.
Yeah, it has some edge to it, you know.
No, I got it. Yeah, you got to give it to me.
Yeah. But ultimately, in athletics, I would love to be an AD someday. It's a long learning curve, and I'm a willing student of just the profession as well as life in general.
Right.
So, that's the ultimate goal in
athletics. Do you ever get in a bad mood, man? Every time I see you, it's like you're laughing, you're happy.
Yeah, I mean, any day above ground is a happy day, and it's a good day.
No,
you do have chat. I do, you know, I'm human, so everybody, there
it's
are times
no,
where.
Because that, you know, because you're dealing with, we have 19 sports.
Yeah.
And everyone wants their gear. Yeah.
And everybody
the day
feels
before.
It prioritizes.
Everyone's important.
It's a priority,
you know, and everyone, you know, for the most part now, I just like our whole. Our Under Armour look, and we look so much more unified.
Yeah.
Is that a fair assessment?
It's fair. It was very important to Brad and you know upper management, and I'm glad that we were able to make that happen as a team and as a department. And it's nice, you know, we're under one umbrella.
Exactly. Nice. Talk to me about soccer in totality now. The sport is just incredibly worldwide and famous and. I know you're a Messi guy, which kind of surprised me, man. I like Messi. Tell me why Messi as opposed to some of these other cats?
Man, I mean, there's so many talented individuals
out
there.
I know.
But Messi, like what he brings to the game and his capabilities, given his size, you know, is just incredible. He's a magician.
Yes.
He's a magician to watch play. It's just, I haven't seen, at least in my lifetime, anybody on his level. But he's impressive.
What about, like, the history of the game of soccer, like Pele?
Pele, yeah.
Like, you kind of, like, look like Pele, dude. Like, Pele was, like, when I was watching the worldwide on Channel 7. What is it, Kenny?
Yeah, Worldwide of Sports.
Worldwide. Yeah, but that's
the Wide World of Sports.
Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, I don't even know what that channel is.
That was on Channel 7 on ABC, and it had a great song, and it had this one... Pele scored a goal, and Pele was from Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
He had yellow and green,
yellow and green,
and he jumps in the air, and he twists in the air after a goal. And every kid that, well, now I'm 58
you saw that
years
live?
Old, I saw the tape of it.
Okay.
And every person of my generation associated that didn't know anything about soccer, that was soccer.
Yeah, it's a
beautiful
sport.
It was Pele. And then it was the Cosmos. The Cosmos played in Giant Stadium. And Pele lived in Gutenberg, which was about 15 blocks from my house. And people used to see, like, Pele, the world's... He was the Michael Jordan back then.
Yep.
You're a messy guy.
I'm a messy guy in this era. Yeah.
But now the athleticism and the skills. Just say a basketball, Steph Curry, you know, and Harden and LeBron. And it's really parallel to the Messis. Give me three or four names that our soccer people all know.
Cristiano Ronaldo, everybody knows him.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Neymar, the Brazilian, everybody knows him. Mbappe, Paul Pogba, there's
plenty. They're doing things that people couldn't do 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just the game because evolved, the game changes.
The game is evolving. Yeah. So I can watch, it's watchable to me now. Like, before, I couldn't watch it because, number one, I was just a dumb American. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't understand the game. And then you would watch the game, and no one would score. But now, even the pass, what do you call a pass? It's a cross. I know what a cross is. Right. The crosses, but just the individual one-on-one ball handling skills.
Very technical.
Oof.
Yeah.
And then you watch ESPN now, and even games that are from obscure countries.
Oh yeah, it's true.
The bicycle kicks and all these things that are happening are just so much more appealing. Why is it not? And I know, like, in Seattle and some cities.
Atlanta.
Atlanta's huge.
LA,
where else?
LA. LA Galaxy. They have a pretty good program.
Do you see it coming to New York? Like, why doesn't, like, the Red Bulls?
Yeah, the Red Bulls.
Why are they not? Kenny, are they catching on to people your age or no? Or,
you know, that whole area, Harrison, is kind of an up-and-coming town.
Very active.
It is kind of. I've been to a couple of Red Bulls games. It's a lot of fun.
Sure.
The fans, I think they need more of them, but the fans that they have are extremely passionate.
No, very loyal.
Dedicated fans.
And it's amazing because as time went on, you know, even 5-10 years ago, soccer in this country wasn't as insane as it is now. I mean, it's just taken over by the storm, and it's lovely to see it.
I came from Hoboken, Northburg, and Hudson County. And during the World Cup, even when I was a kid, I didn't even know what was going on. But when people would win, if I think Italy win the World Cup probably?
They won it not too long ago.
But this was back in like the 70s or the Brazilians.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that.
Exactly. But people would be driving through the streets in their cars just honking their horns.
Going crazy.
With flags. Yeah. So we get a taste of it, but it can't. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems like it can't overtake football.
I think it would help if the USA men's national team maybe
they would do
got
something.
Their act together a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, and they've come a long way. They've come a very long way.
And women, like the women, forget about it.
Dominant.
Yep.
They're dominant, they get it. But it's just like a splash, and then the splash goes away, and then the lake is just very silent, and it just splashes every 4 years.
Right.
Or,
that's another thing. It takes so long to get everything and all the teams, everything sorted out with the brackets. So, you know, every 4 years is tougher. For example, football, basketball, that's annually, every year. You hear. It's constant.
Yes.
So it's a bit more, you know.
Buffy, when we win tonight, I think we're going to beat New Hampshire. I think we're going to stick a goal in early, and then I think we win 2-1. Obviously, my heart. It's got burgundy and blue in it.
Of course.
We go to Blacksburg and play. I believe we play Virginia Tech. Is that where we're going, Kenny?
I closed that window.
You can't close that window, but we're going to play again. And if we play again, you're the good luck charm. We're going to bring you back again, Boff.
That's great.
Does that
great
sound good?
Absolutely.
Boff, you are a jewel of Fairleigh Dickinson history. And our department, on behalf of Brad and everyone, I know I speak especially for my staff and basketball, and everybody loves Boffy. We thank you so much for everything you do.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on the show today, baby.
Thanks for having me.
G-Banger.
G-Banger. Good luck, men's soccer. Let's go.
Let's go, Seth. Bring it home.
D1.
Peace. And we'll be back with more of the Greg Herenda Show after this.
Hey Knights fans, this is Brad Hurlbut, Director of Athletics at Fairleigh Dickinson University. When I'm not busy working the Rothman Center, I'm always tuned into the Greg Herenda Show on WFDU.